And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started right now. And to get us started for the hour, Michigan State Police say troopers pulled over a semi-truck driver from Texas for speeding. But what they uncovered inside the cab was anything but routine. Authorities report finding a cache of 27 illegal weapons, including multiple loaded handguns and even a 32-inch sword. The driver, identified as 54-year-old Eric Korosik, was also wanted on an outstanding warrant. He was taken into custody without incident. Investigators say the situation didn't end there. Troopers also discovered open containers of alcohol, and a deeper inspection revealed the driver had allegedly tampered with his electronic logging records, raising additional safety concerns. Well, that's if the sword and the weapons didn't raise enough. Korosik had since been arraigned and is expected back in court on April 10th. What began as a simple speeding stop has now turned into a case involving weapons, violations, possible fraud, and impaired driving concerns, highlighting just how quickly routine patrols can take an unexpected turn. And during a recent committee hearing, State Representative Basin, chair of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Licensing and Regulatory Affairs and Insurance and Financial Services, challenged state regulators over a series of rate increases approved by the Michigan Public Service Commission, or MPSC. Following a presentation by the MPSC, Basin has raised concerns about how rising utility costs are putting added pressure on everyday Michiganders, especially small business owners in his district trying to keep their doors open. "I'm hearing directly from my friends and neighbors that these constant rate increases are making it harder to make ends meet," he said. "Small business owners in my district have seen their monthly utility bills increase by hundreds of dollars, while the business they're doing stays the same. And that's a real problem," he says. Basin emphasized the need to understand the real-world impact of rate decisions and ensure regulators are fully considering the burden placed on ratepayers. He said, "Every decision made in Lansing has an impact back home, and we need a process that puts ratepayers first, making sure bills are affordable and power is reliable." Basin said he will continue working to advance policies that protect Michigan families and small businesses from rising costs and ensure transparency, accountability, and affordability when it comes to our utility rates. Thank you, Representative Basin. And Attorney General Dana Nessel says fraudulent Facebook event pages are popping up, posing as well-known art fairs, including popular events like Plumas Art in the Park. The goal? To trick vendors into paying for booth space that doesn't exist. The fake pages often look convincing, using real photos, event descriptions, and familiar branding. But instead of directing vendors through official registration channels, scammers push them to reserve spots via text message and to send payment through apps like Zelle, where money that could be nearly impossible to recover once it's gone. Nessel warns these schemes don't just cost vendors money, they also damage the reputation of legitimate festivals and erode public trust. Her advice is simple: slow down, verify, and vendors should always confirm event details through official websites. You can double check who's run the event page and avoid any organizer demanding immediate payment. Anyone who spots a suspicious event page is encouraged to report it to Facebook, the Federal Trade Commission, also known as the FTC, or the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.